for the condition of our country. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave Live. Some of you maybe have never joined us before. You can watch. Look, if you're watching right now, this is being streamed on several different platforms. It's being streamed on you name it, except YouTube. They threw us off a long time ago. But this is not about me or Coach Dave Live or Past Assault Ministries. We're just using this venue as an opportunity for us to gather. Scripture says wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst of us. And I believe that prayer and agreement in prayer, God said, where there is a unity, the Bible says, God will command his blessing. I want you to think about that a second. Where there's unity, God commands his blessing. It doesn't say that just maybe his blessing will show up, but that his blessing will be commanded to be there. Now understand also the word where there's unity, unity is not uniformity. Uniformity is all of us dressing in the same uniforms, marching to the same beat, following the same. It's not uniformity, folks. It's unity. Unity of purpose, unity of thought, unity of direction. Where that unity is, God commands the blessing. And I'm more convinced than ever because some of the things that we've done here at Past Assault Ministries, Coach Dave Live, we believe that we've had a major impact on many things across America because we simply were obedient to go when the Lord told us to go and do what it was that the Lord told us to do. And in a lot of the sense, we feel like we've been swimming upstream, that most people don't get it, don't understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. That the Lord told us that, and he told us that we have weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We know from Psalm 2 that it makes it very, very clear that the kings of this earth, there are kings of this earth, and they have the ultimate conspiracy theory going on. The kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Well, we know who the Lord is. We know who the anointed is. So there's a clear battle spelled out for us in Psalm 2 that the devil's team and the kings of this earth, they're conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. So whether we like it or not, we are engaged, as Abraham Lincoln said, in a great civil war, right? Testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived, so dedicated, can long endure. We're met on a great battlefield of that war. We come to dedicate a portion of this field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that this nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do so. So that's the Gettysburg Address, really laying out for us the physical manifestation of the war between the states. And in the war between the states, it was not good against evil. It wasn't. It was good against good. It was opinion against opinion. We're living in a time now where the line between black and white, good and evil, is so broad and so obvious to all of us that those of us who carry the name of Christ have to come together in the spirit of biblical unity, harmony, and push back against the forces of darkness. Because the forces of darkness are so unified in this battle and what it is that they intend to do. So I appreciate the fact that you're all joining us here today. And I want to start out tonight. Actually, I'm going to open up and let Myra pray us in. And then, folks, here's the way we work here. And if you're watching at Facebook or something else, just go to CoachDaveLive.com. It's right on my shirt. CoachDaveLive.com and click on the red button that says join. And then once you join, then you can raise your hand and say, I would like to pray. I would like to read a scripture. I would like to let my voice be heard. And we believe that the multiplication, that those of us who stand together here this evening in biblical unity, that when you say a prayer, I say amen, and that is the power of agreement with you. And the Bible says that if just two or more stand in agreement, they can do anything. And the multiplication of all of us being here. And I want to acknowledge as we go, the Liberty Action Network, Liberty Mel's done a great job putting all this whole thing together, and we'll show some of that as we go through here as well. And the Intercessors for America, who really are the ones who came up and awakened my heart to the whole idea of putting salt in the water, which many of us have done over the last couple of days. And that comes from 2 Kings 2. And we're on the offensive here. We're on the offensive, friends. We're taking back what the devil stole. Despite what our theological differences might be, we're at a time where we have to all understand the battle that lies before us. And like the men of Issachar, understood the times in which they lived and knew what it was that Israel needed to do. What do we need to do? Well, we need to call on the heavenly host, the powers of God. We need to call on them and ask him to come and help us fight this battle, that he might be glorified. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let Myra, old stalwart Myra, come in and open us up here with prayer. And then if you want to pray, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll just go down the list as we go. So Myra, go ahead and open us up, dear.
Yes, Coach. Good evening, Huddle. Coach Dave Huddle, people, how are you? Welcome. My reading, Holy Spirit, you're always welcome to Coach Dave Huddle, and we love to have you 24/7. My reading today is going to be from Romans 8, 10 through 19. Thank you, Jonathan. For it is written, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies.
Thank you, Lord.
By his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the needs of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
Amen.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but Amen. Ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
The Spirit self beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God are gathered here right now. Folks, I want to open up with last night during the prayer, we were introduced to there's something in the water. And the reason that we're here today is because on my morning show, maybe it was yesterday, we talked about the significance of water and what water represents. It represents cleansing. It represents the Holy Spirit. It represents life. And when creation began, the Spirit moved upon the darkness. The waters. Waters is anointing. Waters is the Spirit of God. And we have seen the waters of America polluted. This is just an outward sign of what really has been happening to the Holy Spirit of God over however many years we would even try to number what they may be. The watering, the muddying of the Holy Spirit of God. The way that they've taken the Holy Spirit of God and they've turned it into ways to earn money and the ways to ingratiate oneself. That's not what it is. It's a different spirit. We're believing by throwing the salt into the water. We are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. We're going to appeal today to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his Holy Spirit that he would breathe the life again into the water. As we as the salt of the earth go and we take dominion and authority over the forces of darkness by asking the Lord to once again breathe on the waters, let his spirit move upon the face of the deep and do what only he can do in this dark, dark time. And everywhere that you turn on the computer, TV, whatever it is, it's all doom and gloom, and this is going to happen. And I know this, the scripture says that we're going to live and will not die. We will live and will not die. We're going to call again tonight upon the Holy Spirit of God to move in a miraculous way through the waters. And as an opening to that, I went online today after I was really moved last night by the idea that there's something in the water. It's a Carrie Underwood song that I'd never heard about. I'd never heard it until it was read last night. And I listened to it today, and I want to open with it tonight. There's something in the water. Go ahead and play that there, Mr. Producer. Folks, let's take this moment. Just take this moment and get before the Lord. Right. Lord, we know there is something in the water, Father. We know that, Lord. And we know that the waters of America and the waters of Christianity and the waters of our churches have been polluted, Lord. And Father, we don't know what else to do other than to come to you as broken children and confess our faults and confess our sins and repent of where we are. And those of us who carry the name of Christ and those of us who've known you for 20 years and 30 years and 40 years who sat back callously and watched all this go on, afraid to get involved, ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we deserve your wrath, but Lord, we pray that you, according to your word, that in your vengeance, that you'll remember mercy, Lord. And Father, we call upon you to, one more time, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, to wash us clean with the water. You said that you would, that our sins would be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, Lord, and we ask you to do that for us. And you said if there's just one, would you save us of just one righteous man, Lord? Father, we just ask that your mercy, your tender mercy would be poured out upon this land, Father. We ask you to judge righteously because that's who you are. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So, Father, we don't want to do anything to take advantage of our relationship with you or your love for us, Father. But we just come to you with a humble and contrite heart and say, Lord, please grant us mercy. Father, please cleanse those waters. Father, breathe upon those waters again. Breathe upon America again, Father. Open those floodgates, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit flow across this land. And Father, as we go out and as we throw salt into tributaries and into rivers and into lakes and into creeks and into springs and into wells, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would miraculously, Lord, miraculously put something in the water, Lord. Put something in that water, Lord. We need you to do that, Lord. We need you to do that, Lord. We ask you, Lord. You said out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of our bellies, rivers of living water. Not polluted water, not poisoned water, not dead water, Lord. And Father, we confess to you that we've shut the spigot off of the living water. We've been silent when we should have spoken, and we've spoken when we should have been silent. And just thank you, Lord, as we come here together. The Bible says where there's unity, you'll command the blessing. Lord, we ask that you would hear the humble cry of us here today on behalf of a nation of hundreds of millions of people, Lord. Hear our cry, Lord. Hear our cry. Lord, touch the water, the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Touch it, Lord. Touch it again for us. In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Come on in, Mel.
Amen. Yeah, thanks, Coach. I just want to say thank you to Pass the Salt Ministries and Intercessors for America for coming up with this action. It was really Kimberly Brown from Ohio. She's the IFA, Ohio State Prayer Leader, that really created this action. So we thank you. The Liberty Action Network really helps to bring ministries together that are working and are willing to work together. So we try not to be just hearers, but doers of the work, like James 1:25 says. So this action that's been created involves 3 days of prayer, 3 days of fasting. And then we read 2 Kings 2:19-22, which Coach referred to, where Elijah purifies the water in Jericho. So I've asked Kimberly to come in tonight and to actually, the next part of that beyond, you know, sprinkling the salt in the water is really standing in the gap for Ohio and offering a prayer of repentance and forgiveness. So Kimberly, if you're here, if you'd come in and just kind of lead us through that, that would be awesome.
Sure. Do you want me to read the scripture first?
Sure, that'd be great.
So we're going to read 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, I think it is. Oh, good. And the men of the city said to Elisha, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of waters and cast the salt in there. And thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters.
Amen.
There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So that was thus says the Lord. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake.
Amen.
And do you want me to go into the prayer, Melanie?
That would be great. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, first we repent and we ask for forgiveness for the innocent blood shed in our state, Ohio, crying out from the earth. We ask for forgiveness for the sin of abortion in Ohio. We ask for forgiveness for all the wars that have been fought on the land from the very, very beginning when human beings first came to this land, to this part of this, the state or the country, whatever, to the present. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we tear down unholy altars. Altars that have been erected, we tear down the altars that have been erected. We pray that they will be torn down and destroyed and pulverized into dust and just blown away by the winds of the Holy Spirit. We ask for the altar to Baal that has been erected in our state due to abortion to be torn down and destroyed. We ask, Father God, for the altar to greed and power and money to be torn down and destroyed. We ask for the altar of sexual perversion, homosexuality, transgender, human sex trafficking, that altar to be torn down and destroyed. And Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind, I'm going to have to move just a minute. We bind the toxins that have been released in the land, water, and communities, the people, the animals, and the plants. We bind the premeditated, hang on for a second. I'm sorry, I got interrupted. Let me just move in here. We bind the toxins that have been released, the land, the water, the communities, the people, the animals, and plants. And we cast all of that back into the pit of hell from whence it came. We bind the premeditated malintent and wicked motives that planned, orchestrated, and caused this. And we bind all that and we cast it back into the pit of hell from whence it came. And Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, my phone went off for a minute when I moved my hands while I was praying. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We bind the voices, what's being said and released into the airwaves via the news, reporting, the dissemination of information, the curses that are being released by the spoken word. And we bind fear in the name of the Lord Jesus Amen. Christ of Nazareth. And we cast that all back into the pit of hell from whence it has came. And also, Lord God, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a strong mind and power and love. We loosen the blood of Jesus. We loosen the blood of Jesus into the East Palestine, the community, the people, their homes. We loosen the blood of Jesus into the waterways of Ohio, the land of Ohio, the atmosphere of Ohio, the animals and plants. We loosen the blood of Jesus to do a great and mighty work. And Father God, we ask for you to loosen your grace, God's grace, mercy, and justice. And now, Father God, we just sing high praises of God to you. We stand on Psalm 149:6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. And Lord, we ask, I haven't heard any more about that plume. Does anybody know? So I'll just pray into it. Lord, we ask for the Lord God to miraculously remove this plume of gases that is slowly moving. And we ask, Father God, Lord God, for you to replace this toxic plume with your Shekinah glory cloud, first over the community of East Palestine, Columbiana County, Ohio, and then we ask you to release your Shekinah glory cloud over the entire state of Ohio and every place that this plume has gravitated. And we ask, Father God, for you to come, hover, brood, and stay. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.
Amen, Kimberly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessings. Betty.
Amen.
Yes, I just want to read, and Jonathan, it's Ephesians 6:10, but I'm doing the NIV because it's right here. And that we put on our armor of God tomorrow, and that we stand on the blood of Jesus, and we go and do what we need to do for Jesus and getting our country back and getting the word out about him. We need to start speaking up instead of sitting on our couches. So I finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when that day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. Tammy Evans, come on in, Tammy. Then Linda.
I'm going to do Psalms 23.
Amen. Give us a chance, Tammy, if you can. Give us a chance to get it up on the screen. Thank you. There you got it. Go ahead, Tammy.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Mm-hmm. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessings. Linda Tibbs.
Don't you dare love something.
Yes, I want to read Psalm 69, verse 22. Let there be a table, let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Linda. Amen.
One more verse I'm going to add to that. For they persecute the ones you have struck and talk of the grief of those that you have wounded. And then Reggie made mention this morning of something I saw yesterday. For the first time, I had noticed the covenant of salt. And that was in first in Leviticus. Let's see, I'm working out of my car. Practically in the dark here. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. This was the first mention of the covenant of salt. I did look in the Bible dictionary and got some information. And every offering of your grain offering you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. Mm. With all your offerings you shall offer salt. Mm. And it did say, and then in Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, all the heaved offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons, speaking of Aaron and sons and daughters of the Levites, with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord, with you and your descendants, with you. Amen. And then in 2 Chronicles, which Reggie read this morning, 2 Chronicles 13:5, should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons, by a covenant of salt? So the covenant of salt, and I'm sorry, my grandson's going to open the door here. He's knows to be quiet. We're going to go salt a tributary here that runs directly into the Kentucky River, which my other grandson and I salted yesterday. They didn't want us to. They had barriers up. It is dangerous where you can get to the river now. Through the Fort Boonesboro Park. Some of you all know that, but they've set up barriers because they have been working a lot on the dam there. But I was able to get right over the water, and we did salt that. But it seems that for David and his, yeah, you can read that, Luke, while I do. For David, the last one that was given there for David was, as we know, David's was to have one of his seed on the throne forever, and that Jesus was the last of David's seed. And it is a covenant of salt for preservation and to prevent decay. So I thank you, Lord, for this word, and we just want to see justice done. And not only justice, Lord, we ask for mercy.
Amen.
For
amen.
All the people that may be involved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Linda. Craig Mickle sent me a notification that you would all be aware of it. He said, tonight, Rusty and I will be putting 50 pounds of salt into the Potomac River. 99.8 miles up from the stream, from the most polluted and democratic lands in the country of Washington, D.C., County of Washington, D.C. The 50 is for the 50 years, 1 pound per year, for the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, January 1st, 1973. 50 pounds of salt, a pound for each year.
Amen.
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 And 1 pound per state.
Amen. Roger Gates, come on in, Roger. And Spencer, or I'm sorry, Jonathan, as you're preparing that, I'm gonna play a hymn after they get done. And I sent you a different set of emails. Play that, get that set first hymn prepared, Jonathan, if you could, after Roger. Go ahead, Roger.
Father, I come to you right now. I really pray for an awakening, not only in Ohio, but in my own heart, across this land, just like in Kentucky. Father, more than anything, we need you to move into these areas and take up your place amongst those who belong to you, who cry out to you. I pray, Father, tonight that in this area of Ohio, that there will come a thirst for you in this area. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would go before us, and I pray that it would just open hearts there. I pray, Father, that in the place of ashes, I pray you'll give beauty. I pray you'll make what's happened, build up a work there that everybody around will know that you are there doing it. And I pray, Father, for this mighty work to be done. And also I pray, Father, for those who are responsible. I pray that somehow that they would be exposed, brought out, that be made known, and that their works would come to naught. And Father, that this would be your hand upon them. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Roger. Go ahead and play that, Jonathan. Remember, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Let's just pause for a few moments of praise here. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh Lord, my God,
When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Amen. Tracy, come on in, Tracy. Tracy and then Jeff.
How does one follow that?
You'll be able to do it, dear. You'll be able
Woo,
to.
Goosebumps every time. I just put together a short prayer instead of a read tonight. So our Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing us for a time like this. We trust you and know you are sovereign and good. We are receptive to your ways, whether they are filled with a glorious weather or like the rainy days we had today. Lord, guide us to do your good works. Guide us to do the little things that we can do right now that will have the greatest impact. Guide us to where we're needed. Guide us by your Spirit. Guide us to do our part in fulfilling your plans. And we will continue to rejoice in you each and every day. Lord, please shine through us. In Jesus' most holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Tracy. Amen. Amen. Jeff Nell. Bless you, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm going to speak on the salt of the church. Hebrews chapter 4, watch verse 2, then I'm going to Hebrews chapter 5, starting at verse 10.
For unto Hebrews, Jeff, I'm sorry, that was Hebrews chapter 4, is that what you said?
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, then Hebrews chapter 5, 10 through 14.
Gotcha, all right, buddy.
For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with the faith in them that heard it.
Wow, wow, wow. Hebrews 5.
Starting in verse 10. Hebrews chapter 5. Okay.
There you go. Verse 10. Go ahead.
All right. Called of God as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and it's hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For what for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need of the one teach you again, which he is the first principles of the oracles of God. Ere become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age. Even those who are reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Amen. Amen.
So, Father God, open up the minds of the preachers in the seminaries to bring flavor back to the salt. For you teach them, and you keep them weak. You keep them in infancy all the time, so they cannot discern the difference between good and evil. You let political ideology and philosophies enter the church. Father God, bring back the flavor of the salt in all these buildings throughout the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well said, Jeff. Steve Deck and Julie.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 18.
Mark 16, 15 through 18.
And he said to them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but that he that believeth shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that they believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Amen.
And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So that the Lord had spoken unto them and were received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Wow. Father God, now, Lord God, we just ask for that hedge of protection, Lord God. And we ask for the destruction of those molecules in that gas plume of that explosion, Lord God. We ask that they be destroyed in your name, Father, and that they resort back to their normal elements, Lord, that plume will not harm anybody, Lord God. Father, we ask that that'll be dissipated, and Lord, we just ask for a hedge of protection around your people tomorrow and going forward, Father, that are going into there to cleanse the water, pray for the water, and do your work in Jesus' mighty name. Also, go to Thessalonians 2.
First or second, Steve?
Second Thessalonians. Chapter 1, I think it's, starting with 5.
Chapter 1, Jonathan, chapter 1.
No, yes, chapter 1, Thessalonians, verse 5. Which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are in trouble rest with us, that when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
Amen.
In flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. Wow. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore, we pray always for you that God will count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the pleasures of his goodness and the work of the faith with power, that the time of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, right now, Lord, we ask that you expose the darkness of all those owners of the North Fork Southern Rail Line, BlackRock, Vanguard, and all those other shareholders, Lord God. We ask you to expose the darkness and what's going on, Lord God. And Lord, reveal what's going on with the possibility of those five environmentalists that died in a plane crash, Lord God. We ask that your vengeance is yours, and that the rightful judgment will fall upon these individuals that have have done crimes against humanity, Lord God. So, Lord, we just ask that you put your judgment upon them, Lord God, and let there be one equal justice system under the system, no longer two-tiered system of justice, Father. And Lord, we just ask that everything that is hidden will be revealed and your light will shine upon everything, Lord God. And Lord, we ask that you raise up people to be bold, Father, as well as these environmentalists that have a plan, Lord God, that you put a hedge of protection around them, as well as we ask for healing for the first responders, as well as the firemen, the policemen, and the rescue workers, Lord God, that you put a protection around all of, and also the people of East Palestine, Lord God, that you protect them all, Lord God, and expose the truth in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Julia, then George.
This is a prayer concerning the weapon systems. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for giving us power over all the power of the enemy and even the tools the enemy uses for manipulation and control, as in the weapon systems coming against us in this toxic soup we are being bathed in every day. Father God, your word says no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against there in judgment thou shalt condemn. Isaiah 54:17. And in the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power of every weapon and weapon systems being used against us, including land, sea, air-based systems. I bind and break all frequencies and energies being used against us and our families for any evil purpose, and speak a neutralization and reversal of every tactic of the enemy to manage, control, or manipulate us, whether subliminal, sound, or visual, visible or invisible, in Jesus' name. Even things we are not aware of, I break the power of all of it in the name of Jesus. I speak confusion to the enemy's camp, and I send out the warning angels to scramble every weapon system the enemy has, in Jesus' name. We cover ourselves and our families with a protective hedge of an impenetrable shield, and I cover us with the blood of Jesus. And I call on mighty angels to guard and protect us, no matter where we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessings, Julie. George, come in, then Sherry.
Holy Father, your children are being beaten down by Satan and his minions. Holy Father, let us, but there are your children are waking up. Let us wake up. Let us see who they are. Let us call them out. Let us tell everybody. This is from, let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is from Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. In the name of Yeshua of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, George. Sherry, then Clay. have to unmute, Sherry. Go ahead, Clay, while Sherry figures it out.
Okay. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath punishment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour your love out upon us. And we ask that we can love others as you'd have us do, and that others will be able to see you through the love that we pour upon them. We ask you to heal our land and purify the waters during this revival that may be taking place in America and possibly across the world. I pray that mankind will realize that ultimately we only deserve judgment from you, and however that's what we deserve, we pray and ask that your mercy be poured out upon those that are trying to do right and serve you. May we hear your word through the Holy Spirit. Tell us what you'd have us do. Help us to understand your word. And we thank you for each moment that you grant us to have a chance to do better and to serve you. May we not waste the time that we have. May we share your gospel with others and promote your kingdom and come to know others that are seeking you and bring them closer to you. And may we find the remnant and join them to make things better. We ask you to heal those that have been affected by the dust or the vapors. And we ask you to heal all those on our prayer list and in our queue that have health problems and issues and that need your strength and your hope. Help us to have hope and not give up, not give in, never back down, but only go forward with no fear, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity that you've given us for salvation through suffering on the cross, allowing your blood to be spilled and your body to be sacrificed. May all those that are able to hear take advantage of that opportunity for salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Clay. Bless you, Clay. Mary Kelly, come on. Joanne.
Deuteronomy 32. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just.
Amen.
Is he. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Boy, the word's rich, isn't it? Golly, the word's rich. Joanne, come on in, then Rochelle.
Yes, I'll be in Isaiah 43:20. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Lord, we know the need of the clean waters. It was those with evil intent that polluted these waters. And Lord, I'm asking you to be with Steve, Coach, and the others going into East Palestine, doing your will. Be with them, protect them. And Lord, I rejoice in your mercy.
Amen. 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 Sherry, come on back in if you can. Then Rochelle.
Can you hear me this time?
Yeah, there we got you there. Yeah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I would like to read Psalm 93.
All right.
The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he hath girded himself, the world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yes, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Lord, please forgive us for being late to the game. Please forgive those of us who have not been bold and stood up when we should have. I give you praise and glory, and just let a mighty wave go over this nation right now to remind everyone that you are the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. And I just praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Rochelle.
Amen. Yeah, I just quick one tonight. I just wanted to read Revelation 11:18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shalt give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear my name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And we're waiting for that moment when our Father, Abba, destroys them and destroys the earth. So Lord, Abba, creator of heaven and earth, we each humble ourselves in this deed. And you already know the number of salt granules that will be tossed into the waterways. Bless each one and take it to its destiny. And Lord, if we're missing in our understanding, if we're missing the mark, please let your people shine through this great and terrible need of the babies and the mamas and the dads that have no way out of this tainted earth and toxic wind and unclean water. We are hoping and praying for a mighty move. And we pray, all of us pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Jonathan, to close it out, if you would go to the second one, and let me pray, and then we'll just finish with the second hymn. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We stand ready and willing to do what it is that you'd have us to do. And again, Lord, we deserve judgment. We deserve your wrath. But Lord, we would pray that in your wrath and in your vengeance, you'd remember mercy. Moving away across this land, let the waters flow with the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and play that as we close out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. His truth is marching on. Tomorrow night, same time, 7 o'clock. Invite a friend. God bless you. See you tomorrow.